أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ذلك عيسى بن مريم قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us the time and the moment when Maryam alayhi salam, after giving birth to Isa alayhi salam, returned to her community, returned to the people, and of course, the obvious reaction of her community, and how Isa alayhi salam had performed his first miracle. He spoke to his people while he was in his infancy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after relating to us the incident of Isa alayhi salam and his miraculous birth, he says to us in the next ayah, ayah number 34 of Surah Maryam, ذَلِكَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ. Allah says, that is Isa, the son of Maryam. That is who he was. That is how his birth had taken place. قَوْلَ الْحَقِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the word of truth. Isa alayhi salam was the word of truth. الَّذِي فِيهِ يَمْتَرُونَ. Allah says, in which they dispute with each other. If you look at the beliefs of the Christians and the Jews with regards to Isa alayhi salam, they are on opposite extremes. The Christians, on one hand, they venerate him and they elevate him to such a status that they have declared him the Son of God. So that is one extreme in terms of their veneration. And then the Jews, on the other hand, they completely they had completely no regard for Isa alayhi salam, no respect, no honor. In fact, they dishonored him by calling him an illegitimate child. They claimed that he was a product of zina, and they claimed that Maryam alayhi salam, wal'iyad billah, Allah forbid, that she had committed zina with a man by the name of Yusuf, Yusuf the carpenter, who's known in the Bible as Joseph. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he is the word of truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His birth was true, and it was a miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had allowed to take place, but they have disputed regarding Isa alayhi salam amongst themselves. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ أَن يَتَّخِذَ مِنْ وَلَدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now refutes the beliefs of the Christians who claim that he is and he was the son of God, he was the son of Allah. Allah says, it does not behove Allah that he has a child. How can this type of an attribute, to have a child is an emotional need. To have a child, we have physical needs, we have spiritual needs, and we also have emotional needs. To have a child is an emotional need, it's an emotional desire, it's an emotional want. If you say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a child, then what you are doing is you are claiming that Allah has a certain need, an emotional need. Subhanahu, Allah says, pure is He. Pure is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above every such allegation. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا. If Allah decides a matter, what was so difficult about the birth of Isa alayhi salam? What was so difficult about his birth? For Allah, it might seem as a miracle to you and I, but for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is considered a miracle. Allah says, إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا. When Allah decides a matter, when He has decided a thing, فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. All Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to say to it is be, and it is. There's nothing difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why is His birth considered to be unnatural to you that you have regarded him as the son of God rather than the son of Maryam? وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them that Allah is my Rabb and He is your Rabb. You have no other Rabb. You have no other Rabb. When you see today the Christians, they've gone to such an extreme in the veneration of Isa alayhi salam that there's no mention of God anymore. There's no mention of Allah. Whenever they speak, whether it is in the Easter celebrations or whether it is Christmas celebrations, whatever celebrations, it's all got to do with Isa alayhi salam. So they have now, they have taken him and they have substituted the position of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that of Isa alayhi salam. Allah says, tell them that Allah is my Rabb and He is your Rabb. فَعْبُدُوهُ, worship Him alone. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ, this is the straight path. Neither the path of the Christians nor the path of the Jews, but the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prescribed for the believers. فَاخْتَلَفَ الْأَحْزَابُ مِنْ بَيْنِهِمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the groups amongst them, now amongst the Christians, you have different denominations, you have different groups within the Christians, and you find that each one of these groups have a different view with regards to Isa alayhi salam. Some maintain the view that indeed he was a Rasul, he was a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Others have claimed that he is the son of Allah. Others have claimed that he is Allah himself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the groups amongst them differed. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, Allah says, woe unto those who have disbelieved, for indeed they are to witness a great day. لِمَشْهَدِ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ, they are to witness a great day. أَسْمِعْ بِهِمْ وَأَبْصِرْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how strong their hearing will be, and how strong their vision will be, يَوْمَ يَأْتُونَنَا, on the day when they will come to us. In this world, they are not listening attentively, and they are not using their sight and their vision to find the truth. Allah says, you'll see on the day of Qiyamah, how wonderful the hearing will be. Then they listen, and how wonderful and how strong the vision will be on that day. Then they will see everything before their eyes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but then of course, it will be too late. لَكِنِ الظَّالِمُونَ الْيَوْمَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but today the transgressors, they are in clear error. فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ, it's not something complicated. This matter with regards to Isa alayhi salam and the true status and nature of Isa alayhi salam is not so complicated that it becomes difficult for them to determine whether he's God or whether he's the son of God or whether he's a Rasul and a messenger and a slave of Allah. Allah says it's clear mas'ara. It goes against everything that you can ever believe in with regards to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah says indeed they are in clear error, in clear misguidance. وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, warn them of the day of remorse. One of the day names of the day of Qiyamah is Yawmul Hasrah, the day of remorse, the day of regret. Why is it called the day of remorse and the day of regret? By the way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us in more than one hadith that not only the disbelievers will experience regret in Akhirah, even the believers, and amongst the believers, not only will the sinners express and experience remorse and regret, but even the righteous. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the people of Jannah will experience regret and remorse momentarily. Upon the entry into Jannah, they will have one regret. There was a regret that they had spent more time in the dhikr of Allah, that they had worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a greater extent than what they had done in the dunya, so that they could have enjoyed even better positions in Al-Akhirah. So everyone will experience a form of regret and remorse in Akhirah, but for the believers and the righteous, for the people of Jannah, it will be for a moment, and thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove that feeling, and they will never experience that feeling ever again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ, and warn them of يوم الحسرة, the day of remorse and regret, إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ, when every matter will be settled. All these differences that they have amongst themselves with regards to Isa alayhi salam, Allah says, all of it will be settled on the day of Qiyamah. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ, Allah says, and they are in heedlessness. They are spending their lives in a state of ghaflah, in a state of heedlessness. وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, and they do not believe. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَرِثُ الْأَرْضِ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا, Allah says, indeed we and only we will ultimately own the earth and whoever is upon the earth. Ultimately, in this dunya, there are people who claim ownership, who claim to own this, who claim to own that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given people in this world temporary ownership over material things in this dunya. But Allah says, on that day, only we and we alone will own the entire earth and whosoever is upon it. وَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ, and to us alone shall they all be returned. May Allah grant us